Nostalgia drives a lot of our food choices this time of year, and one chef has channeled her native Turkmenistan into a new cookbook. Gulshat Aseneva is the author of the first book on Turkmen cooking published in the United States. Aseneva takes cooks on a cultural tour, laying out steps to make traditional Turkmen dumplings, flour soup, porridges, and flatbread. Here and Now producer Lynn Menegon has more.
Gulshat Aseneva said she knew from the start what she wanted to title her cookbook showcasing the food of Turkmenistan.
The sachak is the first thing that can be found in every Turkmen household.
The sachak is a woven camel's wool cloth that is used to wrap bread with.
The sachak is laid in front of the guest and unfolded to offer the bread. It's a very special thing for the soul of every Turkmen.
Aseneva's own sachak is featured on the cookbook's cover. It was a present from her cousin in Turkmenistan, a landlocked country which borders Afghanistan and Iran. It is one of the most sparsely populated regions in Asia, in part because most of it is desert. Aseneva says even though Silk Road traders passed through Turkmenistan, its cuisine remained distinct.
The two main features of Turkmen recipes are simplicity and the use of a minimum of ingredients, and the need for these dishes to survive in a dry and hot climate.
There's a reason why spices and ingredients are kept simple.
Turkmen people were nomads, so they kept only what was essential to their style of life. This nomadic imprint remains in today's cuisine.
A prime example is lamb cutlet, or kakmach in Turkmen.
Originally, kakmach was large chunks of mutton dried by the hot wind and then used by shepherds to prepare a meal in a desert. This dried meat would be stored without a fridge for a long time.
The meat would be used to cook stews or added to hot green tea for quick soups. And the camels that once nomadic Turkmen people used for travel also left their mark in the cuisine. Camel's milk stays fresher longer in hot weather. It takes about 10 hours to ferment. The end result?
We get the sour, little salty, and a very refreshing drink similar to when plain kefir and mineral water are mixed. If you want to try this recipe, you can buy frozen camel's milk online.
After all, the subtitle of the book is Traditional Turkmen Recipes in a Modern Kitchen. Aseneva's main point is one that any family gathering for the holidays can appreciate.
For the most part, this book is about spending time with family and friends while cooking together at home.
So if you can't make it to Turkmenistan this year but want to take a culinary adventure and try recipes like sprouted wheat pudding, milk noodle soup, or tart yogurt cheese, this book is for you. For Here and Now, I'm Lynn Menegon.